To the word of God is a mystery. To his sons, a revelation. For he has made us a kingdom and priests to reign on the earth forever. Join us as we expose you to this revelation through God's servant, Apostle Joshua Selman,
of Eternity Network International,
replicating the fullness of God's life on earth.
Pass that day that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be lifted and all nations shall draw. Lift up your voice and prophesy. Ranta bazibete keposha. Rakatambre tekons kabaria tabaya. A day that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord. Come on, pray. You are the strong ones. You are not the weak ones again. Come on, stretch your spirit. It's not that difficult again. You have grown past that level. You are now higher. You are now higher. It cannot be that difficult. You have broken the barriers of the flesh and the limitations that keep you down. The fountain has been broken in your spirit already. It only flows like a river. Manta kabateke posata, rabateke mbosotoya, rekete katabala rabaska, mamprata kabatekeista, mamproskoposha pandeke, eketekete bakataba. Even if you have been playing for 21 days, something will happen to your life. Even if you have been playing for 21 days, even if you have been joking for 21 days, you cannot be the same. Rataka baba baba baba. Repeste bros kabai. Rapate boja koza. Repeste bros kabaria. Rataka tabararabasha. Rapate boja bros kabai. Hallelujah. Listen. Look at me. Look at me. There is a difference between power and authority. Are you listening to me? Power is your ability. Authority is a position. Are you listening to me? And so a weak person who is a general can speak to the tallest man in the earth. That man has power, but he does not have authority. Are you listening to me? And there is one thing to function in the realm of power in the spirit. But there is another thing to rise to a level of authority. Authority. I have given you authority over all the powers. They have power, but authority controls. Hallelujah. Said, I have given you authority. It's not about ability. Authority does not talk of ability. Authority talks of a position. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I know I can never be the same. This is not just Pentecostal confession. No. There is a way your spirit, your soul, and your body will know that a door has been opened up to you. When Daniel set himself to pray from the first day, Bible says he cried unto the Lord. And while the angel of the Lord was bringing his answer, the Bible says the prince of the territory of Persia stopped Daniel and withstood him 21 days. Hallelujah. And the Bible makes us to understand that he traveled for 21 days. And after that 21 days, the Bible says Michael was sent. And he said, I am come to give thee understanding. Listen to me, even if you have been playing, you don't play so long and nothing will happen. At least you will be sick. Anything you do consistently will yield something. Hallelujah. I feel the freshness of his anointing in this place. There is a way you know that a door has been opened in the spirit. And this is what I feel in this place. Lift up your hands, everybody. Thank you. Just drink of the atmosphere of heaven. There is a newness of his spirit and grace. There is a newness of his anointing. There is a freshness. It's not the old wine. For you cannot put a new wine in an old wineskin. Lift your hands and drink of the freshness of the spirit. Like the dew upon Hermon. Prevailing strength in the spirit. That the nations will know that he standeth in the congregation of the mighty ones. Have I not said that ye are gods and that all of you are children of the Most High? Lift up your hands and drink of the fruitness. Oh, let his glory flow. Let his glory flow by the authority of the kingdom. Let his glory flow. After 21 days, something should happen in your spirit, man. See his glory. There is a river that flows in this place, whose streams make glad the city of God. There is a river that flows from the throne of Emmanuel. Bringing strength, bringing renewal, bringing power and enablement in the spirit. Satabakatiya Mahaya. You are not the same again. You can never be the same. Thank you, Jesus. Worthy, we give you praise. Come on, just love him and bless his name. Let your spirit bring out new words. Tell him, Lord, you are majestic. I give you praise. Holy Spirit, we thank you. You are the force and the power behind this move. It is by your wisdom and authority. Bless him. Lord, I give you praise. Just love him for grace. Love him for strength. Love him for a new river of grace, of power, for a new level in the spirit. For a new level of insight. You'll never be the same. Unto him who sits on the throne, blessing and honor.
Blessing.
Come on, worship him.
And
honor. To Jesus, the Lamb who was slain, glory and power.
Glory and power.
Unto him who sits on the throne, blessing and honor.
Thank you.
the Lamb who was slain. Glory and power. The captain of this training camp. You are the one who is building and making. For the nations will rejoice. We are the remnant of the house of Jacob that will not defile ourselves, but will bear root downward. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen to me. There are certain things that cannot be done by human efforts. It is exclusively the operation of the Spirit. For when you look at the mark of God, you will see the signature of the Spirit. And you will know that there is an invisible hand that is moving beyond the sight of men. When you see that which is born of the flesh, the Bible says it is flesh. But that which is born of the Spirit, it does not hail from this realm. It is superior and above. God is making a masterpiece out of your life. I'm telling you. Lord, we give you praise. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are faithful and true. Lamb of God, I worship you. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are faithful and true. Lamb of God, we worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you know that you will never be the same again? For as soon as Zion travails, the Bible says she shall put forth a child. Bible says, and there was wonder in heaven. The woman who was pregnant and was about to give birth to a man child. The Bible says, and a dragon stood waiting for her to give birth to that child. The Bible says that nature fought for that woman. And she was taken by the hand of the Spirit to a desert where she delivered safely. For there was the scepter of greatness upon that child. He said, the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. Jesus speaking said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. I saw Satan fall like lightning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, we just want to tell you thank you. You are the one behind this move, this revival, this empowerment, this equipping. Unto you be all the glory. Let no man glory in your presence. You deserve the glory. And we are not ashamed to declare that you have strengthened us. You have been our Ebenezer. You have helped us. We are those who have enjoyed the help of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'd like you to just walk around and hug 10 or 20 people. Give them a big hug and quickly come back to your seat. Hallelujah. I'd like us to appreciate Bishop Stan for coordinating the prayer project. Come on, please. Celebrate God's servant. I thought you'd do better than that. I thought you'd do better than that. Hallelujah. We salute you. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. I will lift my voice and I will sing. I will sing holy. I will sing holy. To my Lord and Savior, my God and King, I will sing holy. Will you help me sing holy? I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. I will worship Him and give the praise to Him alone. He who was and is and needs to come, I will sing before. Holy, you are faithful, you are faithful, you are faithful, Lord, unchanging, faithful, you are faithful, Lord. the voices.
You are holy.
Let him hear your voice as you worship.
Holy.
Now you Lord God.
Are you Lord God?
Say na masi manana, say baya manai. Say na 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 makaria da da da.
What is the
name? Say da 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 rosti kabaria da da da.
What is the name?
You're holy.
You are holy.
You're holy, Lord.
Holy.
Are you Lord God?
Are you Lord God?
Almighty.
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 What is the Lamb? What is the Lamb?
How great is our God? Would you sing with me how great
is our God, and all the earth is great.
How great. You are the greatest, O God, and every generation will declare your praise.
Lord,
Son of the living God. There is a name. It's above every other name. Bible says that the mention of that name, that's authority, that's not power, that's authority. The name that melts,
hey, Jesus,
sicknesses, diseases,
Jesus.
That name that is a strong tower,
Jesus,
that the righteous run to it and they are saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
One more song.
You are awesome in this place. You are awesome in this place. You are awesome, Lord. You are awesome in this place. Faithful God.
Faithful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, you are awesome, Lord.
You are awesome in this place.
God bless you. Please be seated.
In this place,
hallelujah. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. I want to salute everyone for the sacrifice of this spiritual exercise. For many of us, this is the first time we're having to stretch our spirits this far. But every time God begins to give unusual instructions, it's because He wants to build you. Hallelujah. To make a sign and a wonder out of you. For there is a way generals are made in the spirit. There is a process that opens up the gates of authority in the spirit. Hallelujah. Behind every glory, there is a story. And you are writing your own story. You're having a testimony before God and before men. A testimony of sacrifice. The Bible says the secrets of the Lord are with them that fear Him. Not every Christian. Them that fear Him. And He will show them His covenants. Job was speaking and said, there is a path which the eyes of the vulture has not seen. And there is a path which the feet of the lion has not trodden upon. For when you walk with the Lord, it will please Him to grant you access that you will do business in deep waters. And you will walk in levels of authority. Can I tell you something? My greatest desire for every one of us is not just that we get blessed. It's not just that we receive breakthroughs, but that we come to know Him as He is. Because when you truly know Him, He will become your life. He will become everything. Hallelujah. When you truly know him, you will value him above everything. And Koinonia is a place of intimacy, where you will know God beyond the boundaries of religion. The average Christian life just knows things about God. Listen to me. It's one thing to know the word. It's another thing to know the author. There is a difference. For when you see him as he is, and you stand before him in glory, and you worship him in the beauty of his majesty, when you come to know who the Holy Spirit is, beyond signs and wonders, you come to a point where you stop being just a servant of God. You stop being just a son of God. You become a friend of God. And he said, shall I do anything and not reveal it to my friend Abraham? There are certain secrets that only friends can know. And I'm desperate for you. This is my highest desire in this life. The testimony of Enoch. And I'm lost without you. I'd like you to just hum this song in your spirit. I'm desperate for you. I love you beyond and above everything. And I, when you seek his presence, you will get the anointing. When you seek his presence, you will get everything. And I, oh, I love your presence. I love your presence. Listen to me. Listen. Unlike many people, when I began my pursuit, I was not looking for ministry. I had no ambition tied to it. I only wanted to see his face, to seek his face. And I will lock myself and I will worship in that secret place. And his Shekinah, the glory of his presence, would come and wrap me and surround me. And I will stand in that glory. And I will lift my hands in worship. To know him was and is my highest priority. I was not looking for power, not fame, not money, not influence, not all these things. Just to stand and worship him. We need a generation of men and women who will love God beyond the things. This is the portal that opens you up to a life of grace. And you will carry his presence. Every fiber of your body will be a conductor of his glory and his anointing. And when people stand close to you, your life will attest to the fact that you have come out of the secret place. The secret place is not the place for them. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. And every time you come out of that secret place, there is a touch of his presence upon your voice, that your communication will carry the light and the power of the throne room. That when you speak, men will know that this is not a foreign voice. There is the signature of his majesty upon your voice. And then he can take any frail man and make a sign and a wonder out of him. Our fathers of faith, weak, ordinary men in themselves, but men who longed for his presence. longed for his presence. It's always been my desire and my ambition to push people into the presence of God. There you will find preservation. There you will find faith. There you will find strength for the journey. The psalmist understood this and he said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. He said, cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit. Catherine Kuhlman would sob and weep and say, he's my best friend. I have come to know the Holy Spirit as a friend. He has become my senior partner in life. I cannot do without him. It's his wisdom you see at work. It's his ability, the agency of the Spirit. The ability to understand the move of the Spirit per time. Oh, I long that we come into this realm of intimacy. I call every one of us above and beyond ministry and nominal Christianity into a realm where his voice is no longer foreign, where you know him as he is, where he will walk with you, where he will talk with you, where he will show you the secrets of the kingdom, where he will grant you access to the authority of the Spirit. And then you will love the Lord with all your heart, and indeed you will not trade anything for him. And you will let nothing stand in his place. Not fame, not power, not money, not prestige. Where there is no sacrifice, your life becomes a living sacrifice. At that point, not even Satan can take advantage of your life again. I call all of us into a higher realm of intimacy, beyond signs and wonders, beyond miracles and the manifestations of the anointing, beyond knowing him as Savior, beyond tongues and prophecies and miracles and authority and spheres of influence. There is a realm where you desire him. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and Enoch walked with God. Walked with God. To see your face once again. To know your voice once again. That's my heart's desire. To walk with you once again. To feel your glory once again. So we bow as we enter the throne room, and we cast ourselves down at your feet. You are holy, thou art holy, there is none like you. In your presence, that is where I must be. This is my testimony. Lord, I bow as I enter the throne room, and I cast myself down at your feet. I lay everything aside. For you are holy, thou art holy, there is none like you. In your presence, that is where I must be. I may walk miracles, oh Lord, but in your presence, that is where I must be. I thank you for the lifting and the glory, but in your presence, that is where
I must be.
Thank you for wisdom and grace.
But in your presence, that is where I must.
Thank you for prosperity and increase and open doors.
But in your presence, that is where I must be.
Thank you for honor and grace.
But in your presence, that is where I must be.
In his presence, that is where we will be. That is the place of power. It's the place of encounter. It's the place of freshness. Where you will meet the Holy Spirit. And you will know him as a person, not just a force. Where you will rise out of the shackles of religion and come into a real experience. The God experience. The experience of his glory. The experience of his power. Where you will be mantled with his glory. You will be a living carrier of his presence. Your spirit, your soul, your body will be saturated in the river of his presence. And when men look at you, they see a reflection of him. In the glory I will stand. I will stand and lift my hand. In the glory I'll receive every miracle you have for me. It's in your glory, Lord. In the glory I will stand. I will stand and lift my hands. In the glory I'll receive every miracle you have for me.
For me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The ancient understood the power of his presence and they sought him more than life. And they ended up with everything we are looking for. There is no man who seeks God and finds God alone. He will find God and everything that makes him God. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be his name. Hallelujah. Can someone read, a very loud reader? 1 Chronicles 12 verse 32. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the seasons, to know what Israel ought to do. Just sit down. God bless you. It says, the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding. Please, if I can get amplified, I'll be using amplified most of the time. It said, they had what? Understanding of the times. It's one thing to know the times. But it's another thing to have an understanding, a comprehension. Hallelujah. I've told us again that activities in the earth realm are governed by times and seasons. And one of the greatest assets that a believer can have is the ability to comprehend times and seasons. One of the greatest tragedies in the church is we do not understand the timings of the Spirit. But he said there are certain people, the children, the sons of Issachar. The Bible says they had understanding of the times. And they knew what Israel ought to do. In other words, there is something to do in every time and every season. But until you understand the time, you will not be empowered to know what to do. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 1. Paul speaking to the church says, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, I do not need to write to you again about this, but of the times. So Paul acknowledged the fact that there were times and seasons. And when you understand, he said, but as, okay, you've taken it away, unto the suitable times and the precise seasons and dates. He says the suitable time and the precise season and date. One of the greatest indications of spiritual maturity is the ability to coincide with heavenly things in this realm. It is an amazing dimension of stability in the spirit. You can pray in tongues, you can work miracles, you can raise the dead, but the true proof of your spiritual stamina is the ability to shift with the cloud and to shift with the wind. Hallelujah. He said, but of the times and the seasons, I do not need to write to you. I want you to know that we are in a prophetic season. As a church of Christ in Nigeria, one of the reasons why people do not know what to do and are confused is because we do not even know what is the blueprint and the program of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And very sad and unfortunate, there are many ministers preaching everything, saying everything, but we need to be captured in His glory such that our ears, He said, I will stand upon my watch and I will set myself upon the tower, Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1, and I will see what the Lord will say. I will stand upon my watch, set myself upon the tower. Hallelujah. That you will hear what the Lord is saying. That you will emphasize what God is emphasizing. That you will shift when He shifts. That you will align. It takes the Holy Ghost to be able to guide you to navigate. But that is the secret of strength and consistency and grace and advancement in the Spirit. For you can eat the manna of yesterday and die today. There is always a fresh manna for every day. Hallelujah. And this is one of the reasons why we need discernment. Hallelujah. Throughout the period of fasting, one of the things that the Lord was reminding me and saying, emphasize this to the body of Christ. Discernment. It was by discernment we were able to understand that this is what the Lord will have us do in this season. Hallelujah. It's not just some kind of spiritual ambition. Discernment. Accuracy and precision. Walking with the Spirit. To understand the things that Israel ought to do. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what discernment is. Discernment is an enablement of the Spirit. Hallelujah. It is a working of the Spirit upon your spirit, upon your mind, that grants you comprehension of times and seasons, the motivations behind spiritual operations, that you are able to look and understand what God is doing, why He is doing what He is doing, where He is going, the ability to perceive and comprehend the movements of the Spirit. Discernment. Hallelujah. Discernment helps you to perceive and to judge the happenings around you from a spiritual perspective. You cannot use your carnal mind. What is happening in Nigeria, for instance, the Church of God in Nigeria? What is happening in the Church Universal? When you judge using your five senses, you will make a big mistake, because the things of the Spirit are only judged from a spiritual plane. Hallelujah. Discernment grants you the ability to judge things from the realm of the Spirit and make decisions on account of your spiritual judgment. Are you listening to me? Very important. Discernment helps you to receive the prophetic blueprint for the next phase of your life. It takes discernment. You see, because God's purposes are eternal, but His methods change and transit. And your ability to understand
the pattern of God for your life part time. God can use a pattern and you get to a phase of your life where he will switch patterns. And your ability to switch with him will grant you consistency. Otherwise, you will stick and stay retarded. Are you listening to me? Discernment. Very, very powerful. And you see, the thing about patterns is this. The pattern of God and his mode of operation is unique for every man. That's the reason why you can receive the pattern that God gave a man for ministry and you will fail. Hallelujah. It takes staying in the presence to receive not only the direction, but the pattern. It told Moses in Exodus chapter 40, I think from verse 16. He said, ensure that the house is built according to pattern. Hope I'm right. Hallelujah. Discernment. It's one great thing we need to have. Discernment is not word of knowledge. Are you listening to me? Word of knowledge just gives you a comprehension of something about somebody's life. Discernment helps you to understand the operation of the Spirit. By discernment, you can know not just the kind of anointing that is in a place, but the degree to which that anointing is present. And when that anointing lifts, by discernment, you can understand the flow of the Spirit. By discernment, you can know when the Holy Spirit has stopped moving. When you start, one of the most difficult things for a believer is to know when to stop moving. It's easier to know when to start than to know when to stop. Discerning of spirits. That you understand the language of the Spirit for the season. Hallelujah. And I believe that one of the things that prayer and fasting does is to increase our capacity to discern spiritual things. Because your organs of expression and interaction with the realm of the Spirit are heightened and activated as you pray. And so you are able to comprehend the things of the Spirit. And to know what God is saying and why he's saying what he's saying. One of the greatest tragedies for a man is for God to be moving and then the man is taking another journey. It may look like God, it may sound like God, it may taste like God, but it will not have the signature of the freshness of God's presence. Hallelujah. Very important. Let me tell you one of the things that discernment does. Discernment helps you to understand the prophetic seasons of your life. To know when to stand. To know when to move. To know when... Are you listening to me? Discernment helps you to understand where the Spirit of God is moving per time. Your spirit is activated and heightened. And you can understand the voice and the language of the Spirit at every given time. It helps you to receive divine illumination for every season. To know the people. To know the anointings. And to understand the geography of your season. Every time God called people and led them through seasons, it was tied to geographical places. God would tell a man for a certain season, for a certain time, God will have to send certain people because of certain new seasons there are. He will send them. I want you to understand that seasons are territorial in this realm. One of the greatest disasters for a man is to understand God but not to understand the geography. There is a geography that activates the anointing upon your life. Discernment. When Isaac was about to leave, God said, no. By discernment. He said, stay back. When other people were leaving, running out of Egypt, there was famine. But God said, for you, this is my strategy for you. And Isaac sowed in that land and received that same year an hundredfold. And the man was rich. He worked strong. He went further. And the Philistines envied him. Hallelujah. In fact, the Bible ties discernment to spiritual growth. It says, strong meat are for them who are of full age, who by reason of use have exercised their spiritual senses to discern. A man can stand and is speaking, and you can discern whether this guy carries the identity of God or not. He can quote scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, but by discernment you will hear another sound in the spirit. And you say, this is not the sound that comes from the throne room. A man can look at your life and be giving you accurate prophecies, but you can look at him and discern and know that no, this guy is not using the power of God. Although what he's saying is accurate, but this does not come from the spirit. Discernment to understand what Israel ought to do. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I receive discernment. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tonight, by way of rounding up the fasting, I'll just talk about so many things to build and to admonish us. Please, I expect you to be writing, because some of the things that I'm going to share will make you a very strong, sound, matured Christian. Hallelujah. Times and seasons. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12. Peter was speaking and saying, he said, I will not be negligent to bring you in remembrance of these things, although ye already know them and are already established in this present truth. Hallelujah. It says that I will not be negligent. Do we have? Okay, we don't have it. I will not be negligent. You see, let me tell you something. As a leader, as a minister, and this applies for all the pastors and the ministers here, you have a responsibility not just to preach sermons, but to raise and build people according to the pattern of the Lord. Not according to how you want. There is always a pattern. Hallelujah. And Paul said, I will not be negligent. And so some of the things I'll be sharing with you are very powerful keys that will grant you stability in the spirit. Hallelujah. First and foremost, I want to apologize. Okay, it's here. It says, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. That we could not finish up the prayers and all of that. I had a lot of response from different people. Hallelujah. I saw someone post something on Facebook and said something bastard. No, you don't do that. Hallelujah. Only children do that. You grow up. Hallelujah. I want to speak on a few things that will help us, and then I will reveal to us some of the things that the Lord has shown me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then we'll pray. I hope that will be out of here shortly. The first thing I want to teach us tonight, I feel a need to teach us, because every one of us is stepping into levels of unusual greatness. Hallelujah. Yes. There are three ways that God builds and lifts and glorifies a man. Never forget this, especially for pastors. Number one, the divine pronouncement of God over the life of a man. The divine pronouncement. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. And he commanded the world to hear him. When God commands the world to hear you, no door can be shut against you. Divine pronouncement. God announces a man by himself. Hallelujah. Number two, what the Bible calls the works of the kingdom. Miracles, signs, wonders, the manifestations of the spirit. When the blind see, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the cripples are healed. When there are deliverances, breakthroughs, increase, there is a signature that God is signing. Hallelujah. The Bible makes us understand that when Jesus preached and began to do mighty works, the Bible says his fame went abroad. Hallelujah. There's no man who will receive a miracle and keep quiet about it. When the man with the devils in gathering was healed, and Jesus told him to keep quiet, he was too grateful to be quiet. The Bible says he ran to the Decapolis, 10 cities, and began to preach and to declare. When he met the Samaritan woman, she went and began to bring everyone. So miracles, signs, and wonders lift people. How many of us want the lifting of God? You must open up yourself to the manifestation of the Spirit.
Many people have criticized miracles, criticized signs, criticized wonders. That's the reason why many people and ministries are stunted, because they do not realize that it's God's spiritual agency for publicity. You announce the miracles, but you glorify the doer of the miracles. Hallelujah. Number three, which is something I need to teach us, because many of us will not like it, is challenges, persecutions, and oppositions. Hallelujah. That one agency in the spirit that God uses to lift a man and to build him and to open up doors and bring him to a place of honor is challenges, persecutions, oppositions. Tonight, I'm going to deliver us from a false mindset that we have been given about persecution and challenges. Hallelujah. When the Lord began to use me mightily for His glory, the first times I began to face persecution and challenges, you know, people had a problem with the manifestation of the Spirit in my life. Then was not like now, that you just blow air and everybody falls down. Then if someone falls under the anointing, you will rush him to sick bay or something, because the operation of the Spirit was not very common. Hallelujah. And when all kinds of persecution and several things came up, I was so bothered, I was so worried. And the Lord taught me this thing that I'm teaching you today. Hallelujah. One day I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why are some people advancing and growing in ministry and some others stunted? And God told me, because they have refused to allow themselves to rise. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? James chapter 1 from verse 2 and 4. James chapter 1. Please, media, if you can help us so we save time and hurry up. James chapter 1. I just felt like touching this. I actually didn't prepare for this, but the Lord asked me to teach it. My brethren, 2 to 4.
Really?
My brethren, count it what? Say it again, count it. How, is God mad that you say you should count it all joy? You only rejoice about something good. Hallelujah. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Verse 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Verse 4. But let patience have a perfect work. Why? That ye may be perfect, mature, and entire, wanting nothing. He said, brethren, when people begin to revile and persecute and say things, do not let it be a setback. Brethren, count it all joy when you go through diverse temptations. He said, for this will yield patience. And when patience has found full expression, it will make you strong. And it will make you a mature believer. In Matthew chapter 5 from verse 10 to 12, Jesus was speaking His Sermon on the Mount. And He said something very interesting. Matthew chapter 5 from verse 10 to 12. Jesus said, blessed. Can I have it on Amplified? Hallelujah. Okay. Who has Amplified? Okay. Blessed. Listen to the beautiful description. Blessed and happy and enviably fortunate. Fortunate to be criticized, to be persecuted, and spiritually what? In the state in which the born-again child of God enjoys and finds satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of his outward condition, are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for being and doing what is right. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 11, it says, blessed. Let me just jump all those things. Are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things against you falsely on my account? Verse 12, it says, be glad. Again, rejoice. So how is a believer supposed to respond? Come on, I'm training you. You will be strong. It will happen to you. No. Listen. It's not a prophecy. That's how this life was designed. It's sad, but it's true. So I'm training you. Be glad and supremely joyful. The kind of joy that will make you sing, Agidigbae, for being persecuted. Hey. For your reward in heaven is great, strong and intense. He said, for in the same way, people persecuted the prophets who were born before you. In other words, you are not the first person. Are you listening to me? Others have walked the earth. There are so many believers that have not been trained to build stamina. We only know how to teach people how to be successful, but we don't teach them how to manage success. When you get to the realm of success, you will find out that it's a whole new world in its own. Are you listening to me? You used to dress and nobody talked about your dressing. Suddenly God bless you and every dressing now becomes an issue of discussion. Are you listening to me? I want you to be strong and matured believers. There is a blessedness that only challenges, criticism, and persecution can bring in your life. If you run away from challenges, if you run away from persecution, if you run away from criticism, you have run away from glory and greatness. You will never be great that way. Are you listening to me? You must have a healthy perception. There are many of us who are running, angry with everybody. My roommates always talking. Welcome to the realm of greatness. If God is training you to be great, then you must learn how to build stamina and work. I'll tell you a few things about challenges and persecution that will bless you. Number one, persecution and challenges test your loyalty to your vision. That's the only test of your loyalty and commitment. Hallelujah. When you are persecuted, when you go through challenges, it tests loyalty. You never know whether you really believe in your vision or the grace of God upon your life until challenges come. It tests your loyalty. And there are many believers that fall by the wayside. Listen, look up. Let me give you a little advice. Tonight, I deliver you from the pressure of trying to get a good name from everybody. Are you listening to me? See, when I started out with God, I wanted to do everything to have a good name. To counsel people at the right time. Sometimes you can ask them around two or three. I will be going to my room. And somebody will call and say, I have a challenge. I'm around chapel. Where are you? And when I'm tired, the person will say, did God not call you? And I feel guilty. And I say, Lord, it's a privilege that I have this anointing. And I go back. And one day God told me, son, it's time to grow up. You will never please everybody. Satan is not pleasing everybody. Jesus is not pleasing everybody. You will not. Are you listening to me? Tonight's teaching will make you a matured believer. Stop it! Many of us kill ourselves trying to get a good name from everybody. Let me tell you something. Your best is still not good enough. Jesus walked upon the earth. And from the day he was born till the day he went to heaven, in fact, till today, there are people who are still paying to say Jesus is not Lord. But does that stop him from being Lord? And one day every tongue will see. Men of God try to buy newspaper and write, no, the power is real. I'm telling you, you people should just agree with me. Am I blessing you? There are many people today, you know, I was joking, I think I was sharing with someone, and I was saying my name means many things to many people. For some people, Joshua Selman means King of Kings and Lord of Lords. For some people, Joshua Selman means Elijah. For some people, Joshua Selman means Beelzebub. The prince of demons. Hallelujah.
Many of us have almost weighed ourselves down with the pressure of trying to present a nice image. No. I cooked this food. Please try to understand. You will wear yourself. Are you listening to me? You will wear yourself. When you learn to embrace loyalty, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. We'll run through certain scriptures. Please, let's hurry up with this. This is really not my emphasis. I just want to teach us this. It's important. I have a responsibility under God to teach us how to manage success and how to become strong. Proverbs chapter 24, can we have that? It says, if you faint in the day of adversity, that's a diagnosis. It says, when men begin to criticize and persecute you, if you fall, what is the diagnosis? It said, you have strength, but it's small. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. That's why we are fasting and praying, to build capacity. So that even if it's your father that looks at you and says, do you know you're a failure? All this your Jesus thing. We'll see who will come and marry you with this your Jesus thing. The Bible says if you fail in that day, your strength is small. Let me show you one more scripture. Luke chapter 9 verse 62. Luke chapter 9 verse 62. Challenges test your loyalty and your commitment. Jesus said unto them, no man, listen, no man who puts his hand to the plow and look back to the things behind his feet for what? Are you listening to me? There are so many of us. You wanted to write a book simply because you went to the bookstore. God told you to write a book and you went to find out from a publisher and he looked at you. He asked you a few questions you could not answer. He said, you are not ashamed. You want to write a book and you go back and you are crying. Stand up and wipe your tears. There are better things to do. Are you listening to me? Number two, challenges, persecutions and criticisms. They make you absolutely dependent. They build your trust in God and in the Spirit of God. You will never be able to truly trust God until you are in the midst of challenges and persecution. And then you will know that truly vain is the strength of a man without God. Are you listening to me? Let me give you scriptures for that. I prepared these scriptures for you. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5 to 8. That's the only one we'll read, but I'll give you two. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9. This was the prayer of Hannah. Let's look at 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9. This was the prayer of Hannah. Hannah loved God so much. Peninnah laughed at her. Things didn't work well for her. She kept praying and travailing. And when God blessed her, she left something. She said, he will guard the feet of his godly ones, but the wicked shall be silenced and perish in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. It says, not by power, not by might. You see this ministry thing, pastors, listen to me carefully. Let me tell you something. You really, really want to do ministry, you must be able to stand and realize that persecutions... Do you know the Bible says, he who denies and follows me will get what? Cars, houses, all of this. And he added a little statement we have removed in our new translations of the Bible. He said, with persecution. Hallelujah. Number three, challenges and persecutions. This is one of the biggest advantages. It gives you a testimony before God and before men. Challenges and persecutions. Let me tell you something. There is nothing as noble as having a testimony of steadfastness before God and before men. The Bible speaking about Enoch in the book of Hebrews 11. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5. It says, for Enoch
walked with God and he was not. And then he said, for before he left, he had a testimony that he walked with God. Hallelujah. He said he had his testimony that he pleased God. Enoch had a testimony. Challenges and persecutions give you a testimony. Are you listening to me? Oh, it's a testimony. Next time when you're singing, this is the testimony. Certain songs will stop being special numbers. They will become your experience. It gives you a testimony before God and before men. Do you realize you never talk about failures? Failures don't get persecuted. What for? They are already failures. Those who are behind and the lower echelons of life never get to be talked about. So talking about you is a sign that there is something in your life that is worth noting. Are you listening to me? If 10 people are talking about you, regardless of what they are saying, there must be something about your life that can command an attention and become a subject of discussion. Job chapter 1 verse 8. The Bible says the sons of God gathered. And Satan was in the midst of them. And there was the testimony of a man that was being discussed. He said, have you considered my servant Job? Job chapter 1 verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? Here is his testimony. That there is none like him in the earth. This must have been proven with time. Are you listening to me? A testimony is a track record that is built over time. There is none like him in the earth. A perfect and upright man. One that feared God and eschewed evil. This is the testimony of a man. God himself is sharing a testimony in the presence of Satan. What is God saying about you in the realm of the spirit? What is the testimony that you hold before principalities and powers? Listen, let me tell you. There are certain people that command great authority in the spirit. Do you know why? Because they have a testimony. Devils don't joke with them. Every time they enter a territory, the archives are open in the realm of the spirit and they have a testimony. If you have no testimony, you have no authority in the spirit. Are you listening to me? Persecutions give you an opportunity to have a testimony. Number four. Persecutions and challenges and criticisms, they bring separations and prunings. This is a very powerful thing. Persecutions bring separation. Can I tell you something? Look at me. I thank God that I learned this early in life and I want to teach you. Please look up everybody. You will be deceived if you just know people for 1 year, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months and they sing praises about you and you go around smiling and say they like me. I want to give you a revelation tonight. Not true. It's not easy for a man to like you. It takes years of building a track record to earn the loyalty of men. Men are selfish by nature and they love you to the degree to which you are meeting their needs. The day you don't meet their needs, you will see the loyalty. Learn this early in life. Are you listening to me? Persecutions, they bring a separation. The Bible says when Jesus started out in ministry, what happened? Suddenly signs and wonders and miracles. And there were 5,000 people. No publicity, everybody came. To a point that when he multiplied 5 loaves and 2 fish, they said, Lai, we'll make you our king today. Can you imagine? Jesus said, I know your heart. You don't want to make me a king. You want bread all the time. Because you have found that I can... Do you realize that it was still those 5,000 people who joined the Roman soldier to say, crucify him, release Barabbas for us. And Jesus looked at them. They said, crucify him, let his blood be upon our children. Persecutions and criticism is like a magnetic field that separates people
and helps you to scan through the innate sincerity. That's why before God will use a man, there is a process that will test your loyalty unto God. Hallelujah. This is mature stuff tonight, friends. It will make you strong in the spirit. So one day Jesus was preaching. Let me show you something very powerful that happened. John chapter 6, from verse 60 to 69, but my emphasis will be verse 65 or so. John 6. Just give me verse 65. Okay, hold on. It says, many therefore of his disciples, I'll read it down. When they had heard this, what is this? His teachings, his life, his works. It says, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Next verse. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? Now, this was not just the 12 disciples. This was many other people. Alright, 63. Okay, verse, just give me 65 if you can. 65. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him by my Father. 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. These were the people who were. Remember, there was a time Jesus' mother wanted to see him. They said, Lila, we will stop you from even the mother from seeing him. 67. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will you also go away? I mean, Jesus looked at them and said, I'm surprised you are still staying. Why are you not gone? And Peter said something profound in 68. And Simon Peter answered him. He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? He said, thou hast the words of eternal life. Persecutions and criticisms separate people into different classes and gives you the opportunity to see the sincerity that is resident behind the minds of people. Don't be too fast when people begin to clap and say, David killed 10,000, Saul killed 1,000. You will be surprised, because it takes a season of building a track record to earn genuine loyalty from people. People are selfish by nature. Are you listening to me? And the degree to which you are able to appeal to that need. Are you listening to me? When I hear people who have never seen me talking and say, Joss is a nice person. He's such a glorious person. He's humble. In my mind, I say it's a lie. You have never seen me when I'm angry. You don't know how I manage challenges. You have never seen me shouting at someone. Do you really love me? Is it true? Hallelujah. Verse 5. One of the biggest things that persecutions and criticisms do. It helps you. It brings about prophetic shiftings and alignments. Please get this. Oftentimes when certain periods of prophetic shiftings and alignments come in your life, God uses these opportunities, spiritual alignments, geographical alignments. How many of you know that it was persecution that scattered the church? And then it scattered them and they went into several territories, Samaria and so on. And then they began to do certain things for the kingdom. It brings prophetic shiftings in your insight and your understanding of spiritual things. Prophetic shiftings. When persecutions happen like this, in the midst of it, as you are managing it, you encounter certain people the Bible calls destiny helpers. Never forget this. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 37. The Bible makes us to understand in verse 27 and 28 how that Joseph was a nice person. He had a dream. He knew he was going to get great. He saw the sun, moon, and 11 stars bowing down. How would this happen? The Bible says one day He just went to visit his brothers and something happened in verse 27 and 28. The Bible makes us understand that his brothers conspired and they wanted to kill him. They said, come, let us sell him. When they threw him in the well, can you imagine? Little did Joseph know that those persecutions were what? Shifting him geographically to his prophetic destiny. It says, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother, our flesh, and his brethren were content. Verse 28. Then they were passed by Midianites, the merchant men, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. How many of you know Egypt was the place of his blessing? It looked like the place of disaster, but there was a prophetic shifting. Persecutions navigate you to the place of your destiny. If you know how to perceive right, you may be moving in what you call confusion, but at the end of it, you will know that it was the finger of the Lord directing you to the place of destiny. Hallelujah. In 1 Samuel chapter 9, from verse 2 to 27, we'll not read all of that. The Bible tells us about Saul, the son of Kish. The Bible says for no reason, his father's donkey got missing. And what happened? The father told Saul to go with one or two of the servants. He said they should go and look for the donkey. Challenges arose. What happened? Saul began to navigate to the place of destiny. He got to a point that he was weary. And he said, let's go back. They said, no, there is a prophet. Are you seeing that? No, go. There is a prophet. So it wasn't about the donkey. It was about an anointing. And the Bible says Saul went to a point that when they directed him and they said, go to this city, a prophet usually comes. And Saul stood in front of his miracle, Samuel, and he did not know. It was challenges. Looking for his father's donkey, he needed the intervention of a prophet. And that was how he met the prophet. And God had already told the prophet that Saul was coming. And he took Saul, he anointed Saul, and Saul became the king. Be careful what you drive away from your life in the name of persecution. Some of it can be the prayers you have been praying. It's only coming in a package that is not nice. It will take you to being a spiritual man to receive it. And that's why I talked about discernment. That you can look and say, Lord, what meaneth this? And when you look, you will see the glory of God. You will see the beauty of God. You will see the hand of God. And then you can smile. Are you listening to me? Many of our parents, for righteousness' sake, were driven out of office. Are you listening to me? Until today, they hate God. They are talking, they are insulting. If you tell them, go to church, they will say, may God punish you. The God who could not help me, you and him, two of you, go to hell. Are you listening to me? You may be doing something that maybe will bless and honor you. Other people are doing it. When you are about to go into it, God will say, no, for you is exempted. Mazi Prosper is doing this and that. For you is exempted. You are writing the book. Let me tell you something. I wrote a book some years ago, Not Guilty. You know about the book. I wrote that book many years ago. I edited it many times to publish this book. I wanted to publish it one time. God said, no way. To publish it one time, God said, no way. And today, knowing what I know, I would have laughed at myself if I had published that book. Are you listening to me? Do you see a miracle in every persecution that comes? In every challenge that comes? And this is for ministers, because they will talk about you. You will see your name on papers and see a woman you know nothing about. Just a true confession. My name is Aviniki. Joshua Selman met me somewhere. Ah, yeah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, Jose Manasseh. Jose Manasseh exposed the secret of his anointing. They will show Photoshop. Anybody can do anything. Come on, you've got to be strong. Are you listening to me? You are in the office, you suddenly see people frowning at you. And somebody say, where is the check? Bring it. Just bring it and let's stop arguing. You say, what check? Say, bring it. We are finished talking. The owner has confessed. He said, you are the one that carried it.
and then you turn back and begin to cry. No, count it all joy. Count it all joy, because that is the making of a miracle. They are the ingredients on the left hand side that bring you a miracle. Are you listening to me? When you learn this, you will remain younger, you will remain fresh, and you will not kill yourself before your time. Ah, help us, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Job, for reasons he could not understand, went through all kinds of challenges in one day. And the Bible says Job's wife looked at him and said, "Are you still maintaining your integrity? Will you not curse God and die?" Job said, "Why do you speak like one of these foolish women?" The Bible says, and Job sinned not. So all of those curse you, God. You have cursed God. You have cursed the man of God that prayed for you that didn't bring the miracle. You have cursed everybody. Repent tonight and be matured. Tell your neighbor, grow up. Hallelujah. See, if you receive this teaching and you walk with it, I promise you it will make you great. Are you listening to me? And so you laugh. You laugh. When many of you were asking questions and say, what happened? Why? What this? No. Don't do that. Make sure your love is always intact. When anything affects your love life and your joy life, you are dead. Are you listening to me? Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I maintain love and joy. This is the secret to the anointing. Years ago, God showed me a vision. Let me share with you something. And I saw a host. Just a host like this. I was going for a ministration some years ago, and someone really spoiled my mind. And it was almost just 1 hour to the time. And I had a vision. I saw a big host, you know, that you pass water through. And I noticed that the tap was rushing seriously. But then at the end of the host, I just saw droplets of water coming. And I said, "Lord, what is this?" When God shows me a vision and I don't understand, I calm down, because soon he will bring the explanation. Are you following me now? And then God told me to look in between. And I saw many stones inside. Big stones, small stones. And God told me these things block the flow of my glory and the anointing. Bitterness, unforgiveness. Are you listening to me, saints of God? You want to love God. You want to walk in power. You want to see miracles. If not, one day you will tell somebody, "Rise up and walk," and you are the one who will sit there in his position. Are you getting blessed tonight? Say after me, "I'm growing. I'm becoming matured." So change your perception on persecutions. It is a blessing, not a curse. Are you listening to me? It's a great blessing and not a curse. For every time you are persecuted, God, see, if you are persecuted and you turn back and begin to do certain things, maybe, you know, fight back or do this. I was sharing with someone, I can't remember who. Let me tell you, you have killed the miracle. See, this attitude I'm teaching you makes you weak in this realm. But I sent a post on Facebook, you will command great strength in the spirit. When they talked about Jesus Christ, he said nothing. He just moved. There is nothing as painful as persecuting a man and he replies you by keeping quiet. It makes you look stupid. It makes you look foolish. And after a while, somebody will ask you a question and say, "Don't you have something else to do with your life? This person is there moving and you are here talking. Does this affect you?" You must learn to be strong. Say after me, "I am strong. I am immovable." Because there are many of us right now seated that have not been able to move to the next levels of our lives. I shared with you some time ago. Let me use this to wrap up just this session of what I'm saying. There are three fears you must conquer in life to be great. Number one is the fear of the past. The fear of the past. Our past haunts us. You were an armed robber in the past. So what? So what? Bible says, therefore, if a man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Religion can haunt your past. We were all kinds of things in the past. All kinds. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You know what you were in the past. And every time God wants to lift you, the voice of your past holds you back. It is a fear you must conquer tonight. The second fear is the fear, listen to me, the fear that comes with ignorance. You never be confident until you are competent. Are you listening to me? Incompetence brings fear. You are always afraid when you do not know. And the antidote to that is not prayer and fasting. Knowledge. Get knowledge. Get understanding. The last one, which is the biggest one, is the fear of the opinion of others about you. Listen to me. No matter how nice you try to become, men will have their interpretations about you. The most important thing is what God is saying about you. Are you listening to me? You must have this. Otherwise, one day, somebody will look at your child and say, can you imagine? He's a man of God. How can a child be wearing red socks? And you go back and cry and say, I thought I like red socks. All kinds of challenges. But you must learn. Say after me, I conquer the fear that comes with opinions about me. I know who I am. Saved by the Spirit. I know who I am. I know who God has made me. Do you know why many people are afraid of what people will say? Because you think it's their right comments that brought you the honor. And so you are afraid that if they begin to talk negatively, the honor will go away. The Bible says no man taketh this honor to himself. It is God that can take a man from a dunghill and put him. Are you listening to me? This is why pride is very dangerous. Because when you fall, whatever brought you up is what will sustain you. Are you listening to me? Pride is a dangerous thing. Because when you become boastful and arrogant, you will be under pressure. That's why many people surround themselves with sycophants who cannot tell them the truth. Because they have to maintain an atmosphere that makes them feel like the honor is still there. And the moment somebody begins to say, look, there is need for change, what happens? The honor begins to be threatened in them. And then they begin to respond. Are you listening to me? Very, very powerful. Honor comes from the Lord. Are you listening to me? It doesn't just come from what you... The Bible says, Hannah speaking, it is God that killeth. It is God that maketh alive. Have you not seen people who have fasted and prayed more than you, and they have not stepped into one-tenth of the honor upon your life? I have seen people that know the word of God more than me. I have seen people that are more diligent in the things of the Spirit. But the position I occupy today is an election of grace. It's an election. Paul said, I am the least of all the brethren, but it has pleased God. Are you listening to me? So realize that every time you see honor in your life, it came by grace. It will be sustained by grace. Are you listening to me? When you have this, you will have an open heart to receive criticism from others and not get angry. Many ministers are afraid. Whenever people begin to tell you, maybe there is an area of your life, adjust or this, they get afraid because they want to surround themselves by only people who are sycophants and liars. Can I tell you something? The moment you become prosperous or you begin to have results, whether in life and ministry, let me shock you. The people who were there when you were nothing, listen to them when you rise because they have nothing to gain. Are you listening to me? Those who do not know you when you were nothing, they will only speak the things that you want to hear. Are you listening to me? Are you learning something this night? Those who were there when you were nothing, when they tell you something, listen. Because you were there when there was nothing that would corrupt your sincerity. But now there is reputation. You are flying to UK, the Caribbean. You just came back, dashed down through Brazil, came back. And then let me tell you something with greatness. Greatness attracts all kinds of people, mostly sycophants. People who are driven by their lust and selfishness, whose God is their belly. They will tell you what you want to hear. They will prophesy what you want to hear. That's why the kings of the earth had all kinds of liars. Are you listening to me? Politicians today have this as a big problem. They don't even trust their friends again. You know why? Because all their friends are liars. A man is eating money, somebody will come and tell you. He say, you are doing a great work in this local government. And the person will say, as you are going, just pass through the other parlor. That is the drug that will soon bring you down. Whenever you are getting great in life, surround yourself with the people who knew you when you were nothing and value the things that they will tell you. When you surround yourself with sycophants, they will lie to you. Guess what? The day you fall, they will run and leave you and call others and say, come and see him. Man. God looked at man and scanned through and said, the heart of man is wicked. When God gives a verdict, respect it. Hallelujah. So what is about to happen to us as a family of faith in this season? Very quickly. Amos chapter 3 verse 8. Amos chapter 3 verse 8. Thank you, Jesus. The lion hath roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Verse 9. Go to verse 7. Sorry, I'm looking for verse 7. Yes, this is it. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but revealed his secrets to his servants, the prophets. It doesn't just mean those who are called into the prophetic office. Those who are interested in staying in the secret. He said there is nothing the Lord will do in this realm that he will not reveal to somebody. So if there is scarceness of the word, it's because there is scarceness of men who can pay the price to stay in the presence of God. Are you listening to me? Matthew chapter 10 verse 27. It says, that which I declare to thee in the dark, declare thee in the light. And that which I tell you in secret, declare thou on the mountaintop. I told us at the beginning of the year that the Lord said, okay, what I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in the light. That means what you got from your secret place. The dealings of the Spirit. He says, and that which you hear in the air, that preach it upon the mountaintop, because it will come to pass. Hallelujah. The Lord told me 7 things that is happening to us. Write it, please. It's very important. Number 1, the Lord told me that we are stepping into a new order of the operation of the Spirit. A new order. You will see the operation of the Spirit in Koinonia and ENI like you have never seen before. Whatever you think you have seen before is only a tip of the iceberg. Miracles, signs and wonders. Joel 2:23 and John chapter 1 verse 50 and 51. Don't put it up. That's number 1. Number 2. The Lord told me that we are stepping into an unusual dimension of influence and access. Unusual dimension of influence and access. Access to kings. Access to nobles. Access to great people. 1 Samuel chapter 2 from verse 1 to 10. You can read that up. I'm just giving you all of this because we have to round up. Unusual dimensions of influence and access. Number 3. God told me there's going to be a freshness of the word of God in our midst, of the teaching anointing. It will come with power. It will come with grace, seasoned with fire like never before, to cause transformation. Number 4, the Lord told me we are stepping into a mighty order of favor, wealth, and prosperity. Write this, favor, wealth, and prosperity. Genesis chapter 28 from verse 12 to 4. The Bible says, and God blessed him, talking about Isaac, and he worked strong, he was great, he moved forward to the point that the Philistines envied him. Hallelujah. Fearful order of favor. Let me use the opportunity and announce it right now. We were in Lagos for a meeting by the grace of God. And after the meeting, a woman walked up to me and she gave ENI a plot of land in Lekki in Lagos. Hallelujah. Now that's a miracle. I say it because we are all benefactors. This is not Joshua Selman. Are you listening to me? This is the joy of everyone. This must be the hand of God. I know nobody from Jack giving you a plot of land in Lekki. Those of you who live in Lagos, you know the implication of that. This is how God can take a man. No Godfather, no nothing. I've said this thing. I know no man after the flesh that I will say, okay, without this man, I will not. No, take your eyes off men. I've said this thing again and again. Every man can is the best of every man is a man. But when God is set to lift you, when God is set to lift you, I'm sharing these testimonies to the glory of God. About 2 or 3 months ago, I was staying when one of us who works with CBN, you know, got to talk to them about me, and CBN Africa said they wanted to come and do an interview, you know, and just their documentary that they put, and they are airing it around the world. And they came to Zaria for a period of a week. They interviewed a few people and all of this, and now they are preparing a program and publicizing it around the world. I was told that it will be aired in over 60 channels. A comprehensive documentary that was done on me. Are you listening to me? How do you explain this? All this connection, take my ministry card, do this, do that. There is an honor that only comes from God. If God does not give you, you don't have it. You can pretend it, you can look like it, it's not there. This ministry has been honored by God, not because we are the best, but there is an honor, there is an aura of His presence. There is royalty, a ring of royalty that He put, the shout of a king in the midst of His people. But this is just the beginning. You will see fearful testimonies for you and for your loved ones. Please, I want you to believe it. That someone will get up and build a house and just walk and say, Stanley, the Lord gave me an instruction. Believe this, oh. Believe this. The Bible says we are not them that draw back. The Lord told me there will be restoration and divine acceleration. In fact, these were the exact words that came to me. That there will be grace for execution of divine ideas. God said, like never before, grace upon people to run with the ideas and the visions that He has given them. That all the walls of limitations, is it a book to write? Is it a place to go? Is it a business to start? Whatever it is, grace, uncommon and unusual acceleration. This is not what will happen next year. It's what we have already stepped into. But the performance is only for them that believe. Number 6. A new level of authority in the spirit. I had a dream this morning. I called Tosin as early as I think it was 6:30. And I called her. I said, Tosin, please tell me the meaning of something in Yoruba. And this was a dream. Let me share it with you. We were in a place, it was ENI, and the crowd looked like a church, bigger than this place, by far bigger, all right? And then there were some women, I think it looked like it was a Thanksgiving or something, and there were some women, and the women held ENI posters on their hand, and it's like they were going to go and paste it all over the city, women, elderly women. And so, you know how they come and dance around the church? So they wanted to come and dance, it was their turn to dance. Are you listening to me? You know how Thanksgiving is in the church. Other people will go and join them. And so I saw many people in the queue. And I remember I was sharing with Tosin. She was there. And they were about to raise a song. It was Sheun that was going to raise the song. Are you following me now? And then Tosin was signaling him that this was a song that the women were going to sing first before they go and post the ENI posters. And the song was higher, higher than, oh my God, a Yoruba word. What is the meaning of the Yoruba word? Can you remember? Big or something. It means the Lord is taking me higher. That was the song they were singing in Yoruba. They will say higher, higher. Then they will sing the song, taking me forward in Yoruba, and everybody was dancing, and I woke up this morning. That's why when I came up, I said, you are moving higher. I wasn't just motivating you. Are you listening to me? This is what God is doing by Himself. This is not, ENI is not a group, it's you. Are you listening to me? When God is saying he's doing something, he's talking about you. Say, I believe and I receive. And the last thing that the Lord is doing is that he's enlarging our territory of influence and our sphere of influence. When God honors a man, when you prove yourself faithful, what happens is that God anoints you and he blesses you. Then he enlarges your sphere of influence. Look up, please. If you ever find yourself walking beyond your sphere of influence, it's dangerous. For every season, there is a sphere of influence. Are you listening to me? That's why we walk only within the framework of the instructions that God has given us. A lot of people have met me. Why can't we start a TV ministry? Why can't we start this? Why can't we start publication? Why can't we start this? Can I tell you something? I never do anything until God speaks. No matter how long. No matter how long. Are you listening to me? You must learn it. But it has pleased God in this season to open us up to unusual dimensions. Our tentacles have broadened in the spirit. Your 21 days of praying and you are enlarging and building capacity. And you will see it reflect in your life. Very quickly before we round up, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 11 says, what kind of men are we supposed to be in light of these things? Very quickly, I'll give you 5 things that the Lord requires of you. Number 1, maintain unconditional love and joy. I've said it. You must maintain it. Unconditional love. Say after me, I have love towards God and towards my fellow man. Matthew chapter 4 from verse 43 to 48. Write it. Please make sure you meditate on these scriptures. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 3. Talks about with joy you will draw out of the wells of salvation. 1 Peter chapter 4 from verse 8. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 14. The Bible says a broken spirit who can bear? Never allow anything affect your love. Look at me. Learn to let go. Say after me, I learn to let go. There are many of us that choke ourselves with too many useless things. This person offended me. This person did this 15 years ago. This person offended my father and our clan. And they told us, don't laugh with these people again. See, when you don't set yourself free, it's a demonic stronghold. Tell yourself, I receive power to let down. Power to release. Refuse to have enemies in your life. It's a choice. When you hear and people say they talk about you, say, look, I let go. I let go. Let it just go. Let it go. It's a sign of great maturity. I refuse. I don't have enemies in my life. Because when you do, you are the one who will be at a disadvantage. Number 2, quickly. Refuse offense, bitterness, and unforgiveness. God told me this again and again. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15. Titus chapter 3 verse 9. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 31 and 32. Refuse offense. The Bible says in that day many shall be offended. Refuse offense. Refuse it. It's a choice. There are many of us that every little thing annoys you. Every little thing annoys you. This person said this. How can she embarrass me in front of this guy? He doesn't know the guy has been looking at me. Look at this kind of embarrassment. Just looked at me and said, have you washed your black pot? Can't you let go? Everybody do like this. Just say, let go. Say it again, let go. Say, I let go. You choke yourself. Refuse the things that choke his grace upon your life. Refuse it. Find a reason not to be bitter or offended or have unforgiveness. No, you are at a losing end. You give the devil a foothold into your life. And let me tell you, he will wreck your life. The disaster will be, it will not be worth it. Are you listening to me? Number 3, increase your capacity in the place of prayer. Like Bishop Stan said, do not allow the 21 days to just end. Let it put a fire for prayer in your spirit. Increase capacity. Number 4, hold steadfastly
to the truths and the principles you have learned. Keep the word of God in your heart and in your lips. Pastor Chris will say, keep saying it. Keep what? Keep speaking it. Don't stop saying it. Powerful. Keep saying it. Never stop speaking it. No matter what happens to you, maintain your profession. The Bible says that Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23, it said we should hold fast our profession of faith. Hold it fast. It can slip away. You can find yourself saying things that you're not supposed to say. Make sure that only words of blessing come out of your mouth. Only words of grace. Only words of comfort. Only words of increase. Only words of greatness. It doesn't matter that you're offended. You are permitted to cry. But make sure only words of life. I said before you this day, blessing and cursing, life and death. But I advise you, do what? Choose life. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 talks about letting the word of God be in your mouth that you will have good success. I refuse to let situations and circumstances change my confession about what God has said about me. I refuse it. You must refuse it. And finally, you must maintain an atmosphere of thanksgiving. God bless you. Appreciate the worship team. I like the way we took our... Come on, please appreciate them. I know you're writing. I like the rejoicing. The Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like medicine. Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. It says, you should give thanks always, for this is the will of God. The will of God is not the situation you are in. The will of God is the fact that you should give thanks in all situations. You must learn to give thanks. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In how many things? How many things? All things. Maintain a life of thanksgiving. That you say, Lord, I thank you. Your supervisor insults you and tells you you're a failure in this life and brings out your script and you see 9 over 60. And you see a carryover. It's sad. You are crying, but you go back and say, Lord, I give you thanks. I give you thanks. I choose to thank you. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20, final scripture. You must learn to give thanks. Brothers and sisters, if you abide by all the things that I've taught you today, it will make you a fearful sign and a wonder. And people will look at your life and say, what manner of man are you? There is the revelation of God's word that sets you above. It makes you a Christian indeed. Are you listening to me? It makes you a Christian in reality, in anointing, in character, in grace. And you will see the way the beauty of the Lord will rise upon you. And the favor and the blessing of God will come upon you. We're going to pray for 1 minute as we round up. Rise up on your feet. This is the making of generals. Take tonight's teaching. Meditate upon it. Repent over the things you need to repent. Tell yourself, I stop being bitter. I stop trying to please everybody. I walk by the principles of God. Hallelujah. We are going to take just 3 prayer points and then we are out. Prayer point number 1. You are going to say, Lord, grant me discernment in this season. Lift up your voice and pray. Discernment. We have just 1 minute, so make sure you are praying. I receive discernment. This is the school of the Spirit. Discernment. To know the times. To know seasons. And to know what I ought to do. Make sure you are praying inside and outside. Discernment, oh God. In the name of Jesus. That I understand timings. That I know when God is moving. That I know when God stops. That I know the boundaries. That I know when a new season is open up to me. That I understand the prophetic shiftings of the Spirit for my life. Go ahead and pray. Rabate ko sotoma. Rabazikete. Lekriente ko sotori alabai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer point number 2. You're going to say, Lord,
I receive grace and stamina to walk through persecution, criticisms, and receive them as a blessing and rejoice in the midst of them. Go ahead and pray. It's not a curse. I tell you, brothers and sisters, it's not a curse. It's for your lifting. It's for your glorification. Change your perception. Every true apostolic ministry, every true prophetic ministry cannot be void of persecution and criticism. When you want to become a real Christian, you will have to walk through. But glory to God, rejoice forever, because in it, God is preparing a table. God is bringing honor. Change your perception. Celebrate persecution. Celebrate criticism. Celebrate challenges. They never come to kill you. They come to bring glory out of your life. Pray and say, Lord, grace. Grace to laugh. Grace to laugh. Grace to shout. Grace to rejoice. That I be not offended. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're going to pray now and say, Lord, I receive grace to love. That my love, listen. I'll just give you all the prayer points and then we'll round up. Grace to love, grace to remain joyful, and grace the power to let go. Jesus said, I have the power to lay down. There are too many. Make up your mind that you will never surround yourself with bitterness, anger, envy, backbiting, unforgiveness. They are dangerous. Make a vow tonight. Make a decision. Go ahead. Pray. I am too visionary to be bitter. Pray. Confess God's word. I maintain my love life. Nothing shakes my love for God and for people. Pray. I maintain my love life. I maintain my joy. I maintain my joy. I refuse offense. I refuse offense. I refuse offense. People can talk about me. They can talk about Iana. But we are rising with the glory of God. No offense. There is love. Pray. Say, I love my persecutors. I love my enemies. I love only. I refuse to hate. I cast hatred from my life. It cannot dwell. It cannot dwell. Only love reigns. Only love reigns. I refuse to be bitter. I refuse to be bitter. Only love. Only love. I am a true Christian. Only love. Pray and say, tonight I let go. I let go. I let go. I let go. Every offender, I let go. Every persecutor, I let go. Come on, pray. You will enjoy liberty. It's a higher law. It's the law of love. It's a higher law. It's the law of liberty. It's a higher law. It's the law of grace. I let go. I let go. I refuse offense. I refuse bitterness. I refuse it. The atmosphere of love saturates me. I have love. I love only. I love only. I have joy only. I only talk about the good of others. Grace to talk about the good of others. Grace to talk about the well-being of others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go back and meditate on this. You will see victory in your life. You will see your strength be renewed. No high blood pressure. I can never have high blood pressure. Never. Never ever. Because the word of God grants you liberty. It teaches you how to handle the sword of the Spirit in this realm. Let your joy remain. Let your peace remain. Run away from atmospheres that create bitterness and offense. No, never.
you will be victorious. That way you will hear the Holy Spirit with precision. And His word will not be mingled with any flesh and bias in your spirit. You will walk in clarity and precision and accuracy. And then you will see the glory of the Lord rise in your life. I prophesy to you that you are walking in a new level of glory. I prophesy to you, you are walking in a new level of lifting. I prophesy to you, it's your season of great grace and glory. I prophesy to you, it's your season of great grace and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Very quickly, inside and outside, this is your first time of worshiping with us here at Koinonia. Please, I'd like you to leave your seat and come out quickly, quickly. We have a prayer for you. We're out of time. Appreciate them as they come, inside and outside. We love you. Please clap for them. Appreciate them. Thank you very much, sir. All the way from Abuja. Appreciate them. They are coming. We love you, inside and outside. Please appreciate them. We have a prayer for you. We value you. We love you. We celebrate you. We appreciate you. Don't stop clapping. Come on. God brought them. God brought them to be blessed. God brought them to be blessed. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you very much for coming. How many of you are blessed tonight? Praise God. I pray that the word of God will find expression. We really celebrate you. Thank you so much for coming. And God bless those of you who invited many. Hallelujah. The Bible says they will shine like the stars that cast many to righteousness. Hallelujah. I pray that the Lord will bless you, that this will be the beginning of a new season in your life. Walk with these things that you have received, and they will make you great indeed. Hallelujah. Saints of God, let's stretch our hands and pray for them. We command the blessing upon you in the name of Jesus. We declare that you are walking upon your high places. Every challenge you came here with melts away. The love of God, the fellowship of the Spirit, the grace of God envelops you. You leave this place a new man, a new woman.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, call 081-38-32-5463 or 080-33-508935 or 080-34-003936. You can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can download our messages on www.forshared.com. Eternity Network International, replicating the fullness of God's life on earth.